Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Thank you.
Life is a fight.
It is.
In business, every day is a fight.
Every flipping day.
So, hey, what's your problem?
Yeah, J.D. Wells. I don't know how that came. J.D. Wells of the Wells Report. Check him out at Facebook. He's the one who so generously lent his voice to record the intro and do all the what we call imaging for these types of things. Yes, this is the What's Your Problem podcast, coming straight to you from the Big Dot Studios, from the really creepy-looking building off of I-65 here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. For anything lighting, electrical, and now heating and air, check us out, bigdotinc.com. What's Your Problem is a podcast about business owners and professionals in and around Middle Tennessee and occasionally beyond who are dealing with that one notion of it's always something. It's always something going on. Something that might keep you up, something that may not, who knows. Now, this is a video and audio podcast, so make sure you go to whatsyourproblempodcast.com and pick your poison. If you want to watch my ugly mug, have at it. If you want to listen to it while you're working out, riding a bike, slicing meat, arranging flowers, or as in my guest's case, landscape planning. Go there. whatsyourproblempodcast.com. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. And today, another guest from my past. We used to work together in the radio business for Mix 92.9 and Jack FM. Please welcome to the show, Jamie Yost.
Thank you so much for having me. This is
fun. Yeah, good to see you. I haven't seen you in probably 5 years.
At least.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Saw you at that event at Marathon.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That was random. I think that was the last time I saw you.
We took a selfie together.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pops up on my Facebook memories every once in a while.
Right. Scroll right past you. You're like, I must get rid of this out of my sight. Right? You know, God, I remember that day. Why did I run into him and talk to him?
That was a good time.
Jamie, we do something here. We call it the Random Five.
Okay.
Where we ask random questions, five of them, actually. That's why it's called the Random Five.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. Yeah.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I think you could figure out the gist of it. Gets the energy going and the juices flowing.
Okay.
Brought to you by Kalioka Company. Check those guys out. I would imagine in your line of work, you get a lot of stinky garbage cans, do you?
It's bad.
Really bad, right?
It's real bad.
What if you had a cleaning product that had probiotics in it that are really hungry for that stinky bacteria? What would you say? Was that something I could make you interested in?
That would honestly probably make my house smell a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. Kalioka Company does that. They have a all-natural product that's probiotic-based, like the stuff you put in your gut.
Nice. I can get down on that.
That's right.
I can do it.
Check out the link in the description. It's right there. Kalioka Company. Okay, here we go. Question number one. What's the best ice cream topping?
Ice cream topping?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be basic and say chocolate, but I usually like a fruit-based syrup on vanilla.
Ah,
like a
strawberry, raspberry, something.
Like blackberry and vanilla, and then like kind of like a sweet cornbread underneath.
Ooh.
Very cool. Like something like that, like real summery.
Not really a sprinkle.
I hate sprinkles.
Know. Okay.
100% against sprinkles. Can't stand them.
Angela from The Office would not like you then. Because Dwight killed sprinkles.
Well, perfect, because I didn't like her character.
All right, question number two. Is happiness just chemicals flowing through your brain or something more?
It's just chemicals flowing through your brain or something more. I mean, I think it does have a lot to do with your brain, but I don't know. I think it's more mental than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to be mentally happy and physically happy, and I don't know. I think it's more than just chemicals. I think it's a state of mind type
DNA
of thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because you know, some people are just perpetually happy.
Right.
I don't know why, but I mean, maybe.
I think I'm one of the. I mean, I'm a fairly happy dude.
You're a fairly happy person.
Yeah. I don't know. There were. I had my days in radio. I think where it was frustrating.
I guess I'm confused.
It's like familiarity breeds contempt or something, right?
I don't know what you mean. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yes,
I know
you
not of what
do.
You speak.
Question number three. What's your social security number?
Oh.
I'm joking. What's your creative outlet?
Writing, for sure.
That I would agree with.
Writing.
The angry curl.
Yeah.
You still do that one?
I don't do that one anymore. Yeah, I actually have a tattoo that says, I write because I don't know what I think until I read what I say.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And it was like, especially like just really frustrating days at work. Just like, I don't know. Just write something funny and then come back and read it. And
you still write?
I do.
Good.
I do.
Yeah. Because you were great at it.
Thank you.
You are great at it.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. This is kind of long. Here we go. What sport could you play the longest in a televised game without anyone discovering you aren't a professional athlete?
Ooh.
I'm going to say ping pong for me.
Does bowling count?
I would say so.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, because there are a lot of people of several shapes and sizes that bowl.
Yeah. I will say, you know, I was at the airport the other day and ESPN was showing professional cornhole. I feel like I could probably do that.
Professional cornhole.
Professional cornhole. I mean, they were televising it. Maybe it was amateur. I don't know.
That's like the...
But it was a whole competition thing.
Curling. Is that really an athletic event, do you think?
I don't think it is, but what do I know?
And was that four questions? I think it was.
I think it was, yeah.
All right. What's surprising about you?
Ooh, surprising? I think it would be... I don't know. Some people are very surprised to learn that, like, I grew up on a farm.
I could see that.
Like, yeah. Raising cows, like, driving tractors, the whole nine yards. Like, a lot of people see me and they see, like, City Girl or whatever, but...
I could see that.
Yeah, straight up grew up on, like, a farm.
You know your way around a Kubota and a John Deere.
I do. They make me so happy. Love driving stuff.
I think I might have known that about you. So maybe not so surprising about that for me. But for people who just meet you and stuff like that, they're probably... You're very cosmopolitan.
Ooh, that's the first time I've ever called that before.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and get into it with you, and we'll be right back.
Henry Ford once said that if you need a machine and don't buy it, then you will ultimately find that you have paid for it and don't have it. Nothing could be truer about energy-efficient LED lighting in your business. At Big Dot Lighting, we can show you how a portion of your savings from a commercial LED lighting upgrade will be paid for in hardly any time at all. Until then, you're paying for them anyway. Book a no-cost lighting energy assessment with Big Dot Lighting. At least 30% of your utility bill is waiting to be saved. Go to BigDotLighting.com.
All right, we are back. And it does make me very happy to hear, Jamie, that you are still writing because you are always so gifted at it.
Thank you. I
always enjoyed reading your blogs. And what's the latest one that you're doing? What's the newest? Is there something published?
Nothing published. I'm working on some stuff just for me right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've also been writing down a lot of recipes lately. And
that's right, because you like to cook.
I love to cook.
Yeah.
So part of my thing is I write the recipe, but I also write in little notes that make me chuckle when I go back. So I'm trying to complete an entire book of not drunken recipes, but tipsy recipes. You can go back and see how many glasses of wine I've had.
While you're making the recipe or what's in the recipe?
While I'm making it.
So you're one of those people that when you came into our lives at the radio station were just a force. You had we were doing a lot of video at the time for Jack FM. You were great on camera. You were great helping us write for the Jack brand. Mm-hmm. For those of you who aren't aware, when I worked for Jack FM, we would submit, two or three pages per team member. And there were about three or four of us, Marty, Moose, myself, and you. Mm-hmm. But mostly it was always just Marty, myself, and Moose. But you came in kind of the fold when you came on board. We discovered your talents and stuff. And we would all submit two or three pages a piece for the Jack character, who was at the time a voiceover talent named Howard Kogan. And he would voice, 6 pages a month is what we were paying for. And but to continue that ever evolving and growing flow of imaging for the radio station, because we didn't have jocks to break things up, you had to have new stuff constantly being written and produced. So that was one of the most intriguing and creative experiences of my radio career. And of course, when you came on board, you just brought it to a whole nother level.
That to this day, I still tell people that was one of my best parts of my job.
Right.
Like I still,
it was funny and humbling.
Oh, man.
Because you'd sit there, you'd write something, my gosh, this is going to be hilarious. Yeah. And then you get in front of the other team and they're like, yeah, it's not bad. Oh,
Yeah.
Worst feeling.
Or when they'd have all of them up on the screen and you're going through them one by one. Yep. And you like read one of yours up there and you're like, that's not funny.
That sounded a lot different.
Can we just delete that one before? Do we need to discuss it?
Let's set it on fire. Forget.
Yeah. It doesn't need to exist.
So purge it from your minds and memories.
But no, that was easily one of my favorite parts of that. But I mean, I loved it.
You're one of the most fun people I enjoyed working with in the building because you were great on camera. You were a ham. You could do characters. You could write. I mean, just a monster creative type person.
Well,
and it's like, you know, my thing is looking on the outside of people's bottles, I think, to see their label. Mm-hmm. And always on the outside of yours, I saw nothing but creative potential.
Well, thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, not that, hey, what have you been doing with your life all these years? But I mean, you know, you should be like a television personality by now. A radio person.
You know, I try.
Because you were doing the recipes for the Channel 4 and stuff like that?
I was, yeah. I used to do cooking demos on Talk of the Town and for allrecipes.com. The All Recipes program, they got a different head, so I think they just went in a different direction.
Okay.
But now I am also doing YouTube videos for the company I work for now.
Oh, good.
So I'm still doing videos. Just they're about puns now, just not about cooking.
And it's just one of those things, you do what you enjoy.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, you can pick something, become a really passionate expert at it, mm-hmm. have the charisma, have the creativity, and all those things. It could really blow up.
Yeah.
You know? It could really turn into something, for sure.
Well, and in my line of work now, I usually have a partner that we go out and do service calls and stuff, and we're constantly talking, like, we could do an Instagram account just based on this.
Right.
And, I mean, we've got probably a laundry list just from casual conversation of, we should do, you know, a YouTube channel based on, hey, let's just go try that place that you've never tried.
Right.
I've always meant to try that place. And that's the name of it.
There was a guy.
Anything.
Doug Frazier. He was a drummer in town. And he had a, what was it going to be called? Where basically he did just that. But they had a conversation at a table while trying different entrees at a restaurant they had never been to. Uh-huh. And talking about music stuff.
Nice.
But that was like 15 years ago.
Sure.
Never really came to fruition. Yeah. So you're doing all this stuff. You're working for what organization now? It's
called JVI Secret Gardens in Donelson, Tennessee.
Yeah. In Donelson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that you've been working. I remember you guys starting there right when you were, when you and I had met again at the Facebook business.
Yes. Yeah. So I used to do socials for them and email. did that for them for a while and then focused more on like my, making air quotes, normal career.
Yeah.
And and then I came back on with them full time in October of 2019.
And Travis, your husband, has been with them for?
He's been with them for 8 years.
Okay.
He is the longest running employee besides the owners. Right.
Well, I mean, what is it that you're looking to do? I mean, moving forward, do you want to see the blog come back? Anything like that? Or
I would love to see the blog come back. Right. I don't know that blogs are super. I don't know if they're that popular.
Sure.
Anymore.
I think if you have something to say in a funny and entertaining style, it's a medium.
I just and I like to write. Like I said in the Random Five, like that is kind of my outlet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've kind of got, and the problem is all my stuff is so piecemeal. But I'm trying to kind of collect a collection of piecemeal items and see if they can be something more concrete.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
About taking the old, you have your access to the archives from
I do. I do. I actually, not too long ago, I actually got back in. One of my blogs got hacked for a while and I wasn't able to get into it. But I guess the hacker went on his merry way. I don't know. But I was able to actually get back in there and see it. And I was like, oh, wow. I used to be crazy. It's always interesting to go back and read what
it
you
was
wrote like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Like, very entertaining. It's a whole staple picture of your life at the moment.
I know. Yeah. It's like, just put my diary on.
And the other thing is that every time the Nashville scene, because you're so Nashville if, you always make the grade.
I do. That is.
What was this year's thing that you did?
This year, let's see. You're so Nashville if, you have a goldfish named Bart Durham. You get more calls about buying your house each week than from your own mother.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I can't. Oh, dang. Now I can't remember the other. There was a couple more, but I can't remember. I do remember that this year's were all very PG. I could read all of this year's entries in front of my mother.
Right.
And she wouldn't be embarrassed.
The ones that you submitted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking for your Angry Curl stuff, why not turn it into a book?
And I've thought about that.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite authors growing up was Louis Grizzard, mm-hmm. Southern guy. He was a newspaper writer down in Atlanta. And so his books were really just compilations of his newspaper articles every week. And right. I was like, that's just a published, like, that's just a physical blog.
Yeah.
That's all that is. And yeah. I mean, I guess you said, where, what do I want to be? Ultimately, I would love to be the new Louis Grizzard.
There you go.
So yeah.
Just a published author.
Yeah.
Writing books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, from
what's,
that.
What's holding you back?
I haven't done it yet.
Is it one of those things that's tough to get outside yourself in a way?
Like, in what way? Like,
because for me, that's how it was until I did, you know?
Like, in, like, tough to get outside of, like, your box? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Just, you know, like, a, from a maybe a confidence standpoint or something.
That
or,
makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I think for me, for a little bit, I was so in corporate America and like my job was draining me. It right. drained every piece of creativity out of me.
Probably fueled your blocks.
Yeah. But it was just like, I was so exhausted. I didn't have anything else to give. So there right. for a while, I didn't write at all.
Right.
Because it was just like, I got home and I was drained and I didn't want to do it.
Right.
But now I'm finally not in that environment anymore. And so now I'm like, oh yeah, this. And so I've got a whole notebook, or I've got a lot of notes in my phone. It used to be a physical notebook I carried around, and now I went digital and it's a bunch of notes in my phone that I write down.
A lot more storage space.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a friend of mine, Brian Covey, who I produce his podcast on a weekly basis, The Brian Covey Show. And he has all sorts of inspirational business leaders and things of that nature come on, and they have great conversations. Mm-hmm. He's turned all of his he's turned his episodes into a book.
Nice.
Conversations with Covey.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you should do a podcast. I mean, I think anything you would do, if you put it out there, would be massively successful.
Well, you know, my husband has a podcast. We have a podcast studio in our house.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
We do. We absolutely do.
You use the Rodecaster? This thing here?
I don't know what he uses.
You don't know? I'm honest.
It's like his space. He has it all decorated with all of his tchotchkes, and I
kind of like me.
Kind of like this, yeah, yep. So I go in, I voice the intros for all of his podcasts.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What's his podcast about?
It's called Six Pack Double Feature, mm-hmm. and he and a friend take two movies, say Roadhouse and Point Break. Similar, right. but not the same. And
Roadhouse.
And kind of break them down. They have like six questions that they ask about the movies, and they kind of banter back and forth, play some clips, and drink beer while they do it.
Double six pack double feature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing it down. And they drink beer and talk about movies.
Yeah. That's it.
Double feature. I'm writing it backwards. What, I mean, do you guys have ever thought of doing a podcast yourselves, husband and wife kind of thing? Or
yes. A lot. Yeah. More than one person has suggested that we do one.
Yes. Because, I mean, your husband's kind of like, he's our kind of crazy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's probably why it works. I mean, we both have to be a little crazy to be married to each other.
Right. And you've been married a while.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 years. It was 12 years in May. No. And I think the one block that we've had with that is he is so invested in his other podcasts. He was almost afraid at this time to take on another one.
Oh, really?
Because he does all the editing.
Oh, man, he's got to do it so he doesn't need to do any editing.
Yeah, so.
Because how long does he spend to edit an episode?
A while.
Oh, dear.
A while.
Yeah, that'll drain you.
Yeah, so yeah, he
let him know that he can't do that. He's just got to put it out there, so.
I will tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's easy yeah. peasy.
But now that, and we actually work together now, and several of the guys on our team are like, you guys really should do a podcast.
Yeah. There's so many things. There always have been so many things about you that, you know, from on-camera hosting, mm-hmm. you know, getting up in front of people with a microphone. I mean, you could probably do stand-up comedy if you wanted to.
I've always wanted to do that.
Then why don't you do
that
it?
That's been a life goal. I actually have a couple comedy routines written. I did a comedy routine at a staff talent show.
Right.
Probably 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrifying.
How'd it go over?
It was okay. It was yeah. an older audience. I had to keep it pretty PG, which isn't really normally my humor. But me dressing up as Dolly Parton later in the show, that got a lot of laughs. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's one of those things that you have a ton of potential, and I always thought that about you.
Well, thank you.
You know, I feel like maybe this is where we're getting on here. I mean, I'll kind of fire this thing off here. This is how loosey-goosey I am with my podcast, so I don't have to edit. It's really on the fly. Jamie Yost, what's your problem? What do you think your problem is?
I almost think I need to focus a little bit more.
Right.
It's like you said, you know, videos.
Yeah.
Blogging.
I'm going to refire that again. That's actually harkening back to our old radio days. Those are people in the building saying,
really?
What's your problem?
No way.
Just like I used to do back in the day, remember? But anyway.
That's amazing.
So focus.
It's like I feel like I do a lot of little things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I focused on like one project, but it's like I want to do all the things. I don't want to just, you know, I want to, like I like doing the YouTube videos for work and I like doing content creation.
I see.
I like writing and I like all of it.
So is it FOMO?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
It's just figuring out, okay, I have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
I can't do all of them.
Yes.
Let me just pick the ones that feel right.
Yeah. So for instance, a friend of mine, we were going to start an Instagram account and it was going to be, we love to buy old cookbooks at estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be either we were going to remake the recipe so they're a little bit more modern, or we were going to make them exactly as written and then say how awful or how amazing they were.
Like, you know, the ones you see from the 50s that look, you know, bland.
Yeah. You know, and it's just like using ingredients that don't even exist anymore. So we had all these cookbooks, but we never could like really focus on what the vision for the account was, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have all these ideas and then I think I'm just like, oh, there's something else. Like I want to go do that now.
So shiny object syndrome in a way.
Yeah.
In a way. Because you kind of have attracted all these, ideas, creativity, and things of that nature, and maybe acted upon them. I feel like whenever you act on a creative idea, you get more creative ideas. It's like something 100% feeds you, right?
100%.
It kind of manifests.
Yes.
Creativity begets creativity in a way.
Yeah.
For you, I mean, concentrating and figuring out what your lane is and what you can dominate. I mean, obviously with you, it's personality.
Mm-hmm.
The cooking thing is definitely up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting into landscaping and that kind of thing. And, and that's, you know, I guess cultivating a passion,
mm-hmm.
right? You really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as you enjoy it, I mean, you know.
And I think like stuff like video, like YouTube is so daunting to me because I don't really, like I know about YouTube, but like I don't understand it as much. There's a lot more unknowns for me on YouTube than just posting on a blog.
Right.
I'm just like, you see these stars with millions of followers. I'm like, how do you even start to get there? I don't even know.
Have you done TikTok at all?
I haven't TikToked. I don't know how to TikTok. It's so overwhelming. Like they told me, they're like, we need to get a TikTok for work. And I was like, okay, I can figure this out. But it's not that it's overwhelming. It's that I'm doing so much already.
Right.
I'm just like, the thought of learning a new platform is a bit defeating.
I just put, you know, it's one of those things that it's a whole, I look at it as a whole new audience. I guess, what does Gary Vaynerchuk say about it? He says it's a now somewhat organic way to get a new audience. You know, they haven't put up the barriers yet.
Sure. It's still relatively new. Right. Yeah.
So they're still trying to grow the platform. It's starting to get to the point where every other thing that you see is like an ad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So marketers are starting to ruin it already. But I mean, you have.
Damn marketers.
Damn marketers. You have a lot of these things where I just put my promos from the clips that I make onto my channel.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind of low EQ, or not low EQ, but low. Bandwidth, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Not enough, not much. It's just basically putting up on another thing and figuring out the format that they want you to put it up on.
Right, just reformatting existing content to fit.
So, you know, I put a clip up on, you know, Facebook, YouTube. YouTube, they kind of, it's crickets. Facebook wants you to boost everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whenever I share a clip from the What's Your Problem podcast page onto my personal page, it's like crickets. And I've got, you know, 4,800 friends on my personal page, and it's... And you mean to tell me nobody liked it?
Nobody
liked
it?
Are you serious?
Come on.
Yeah, nothing.
Give me a thumbs up.
Am I that much of an asshole, or is that, you know, I don't know. I really do think that sometimes. Sure. I'm going, maybe I'm a jerk. I don't know.
And it's the algorithms. It's so much algorithms, and that's, they change every day.
You know, I put up a thing the other day. It said, you know, arguing on Facebook is as useful as ...
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, some people put some funny little things in there.
Yeah.
You know, that one. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
with Marty having to throw some sass and shade in there. Marty, I saw it.
I'm going to need to go
like,
read those.
About
comments.
As useful as arguments on Facebook or complaining about them. Okay, I get it.
I get it.
All right, fine.
See you.
Gosh. Link. When Marty doesn't change. That's a good thing, though, because Marty's awesome. Yes, I mean, you know, figuring out those little things and making them duplicatable so it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the key.
Yeah. And I think in my head, like I'm a big, I don't like to post the same content on Facebook as Instagram. I'm big on diversifying, you know, and it's to add one more thing that I have to do. I'm just like, oh dear. Because I'm already doing the socials for work, too. Right. So it's just like content, content, content.
Well, I mean, you guys can kind of do something that like, oh man, what's her name? Laura so-and-so. She did like multiple, her stuff was hilarious. Then she got pregnant. Her name is Laura something, but she and her husband would do these things where she would be flirting with her husband, and she would say all these funny, awful pickup lines, you know, just completely coming on to him in the worst way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't remember the name of the character, but she grew her audience to be huge, and now they're documenting their life as being parents and stuff like that.
Good for them.
Laura Bone or something like that? I don't know.
Okay. Right. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, she's very funny. But, I mean, looking at what they do and just emulating that.
Sure.
Like the AB family, Ebby.
Mm-hmm.
Who they're kind of a family, and then there's the there's a whole bunch of like families doing this funny stuff, parody songs and
sure,
all that
stuff. Sure,
sure. You know? Something to emulate, you know?
Yeah. We have definitely talked about it. Of course, you have, you know, especially during the pandemic, we were just after work drinks and just like tossing around ideas like, we should film this.
Yeah. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, again, what's the end game?
Right.
What's the audience and all that stuff?
Right. And I mean, I think the end game for any creative project for me is for me to have fun selfishly.
Right.
I just want to have fun and make something that I can go back and enjoy watching.
Right.
Like if I can go back, like the videos we used to do at Jack, I saw one the other day. It was the Screaming Eagles and America was built on Screaming Eagles and Mountains or something. That's right. That was the line that I said. Yeah. And I was like, see, you know, that's quality because I was in it. I knew what went into it. And I went back and I was like, oh yeah, that was good.
What was that one? The
lactose intolerance and tolerance?
It might have been, yeah.
I don't remember. One of my favorites were the Craigslist misconnection.
Yeah.
Romantic.
And that was a stolen idea. I mean, I saw that done by somebody else. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we could do that.
It was genius.
Yeah.
Well, and it was funny at work the other day. A guy said, we should do a funny video where people trade places. And like...
That reminds me of the...
Yeah. And I was like, we actually did that. I said, I put my feet up on the general manager's desk.
Yeah. That's right.
I said, the CEO was taking out the trash. It was amazing.
Yeah. James was programming music on Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We had this guy, a sales guy, who was kind of, I don't know, maybe late 50s, early 60s, and he's one of these old Southern gentlemen that talked like this all the time.
Mr. James Blair.
And he is a great guy. I think he's still around.
Yeah.
He was the program director for Jack FM, picking music to play, and he was like putting the same song back to back and everything, and you know, messing
him pecking the keyboard.
But I mean, that's
is
only
journey.
Yeah. The only thing is that inside the organization, that's funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right.
You know, Anna Marie Ritter being the SEO person at the digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. WYSIWYG.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, doing those types of things, you know, internal kind of videos. Mm-hmm. I just did that for one of the Mercedes dealers I work with. They wanted to talk about, hey, if you're coming on to the culture team, here's what to expect and here's what's expected of you. So we made kind of like a very office-esque type of way to put it out there and made fun of different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're going to tell a story about another employee so they get a culture coin, it's got to have detail and, you know, kind of pull at the heartstrings and be good.
Sure.
And, you know, one guy's like, well, you know, some guy, I dropped my wrench and he came over and picked it up for me. So I think he should get it. So, and that's like complete crickets around, you know, I made all, you know.
Nice.
Amped it up, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, I mean, out of all the projects you have going on, you have, which ones show the most promise to you?
Oh man, that's a hard one. I don't know. I don't know that I've invested enough into any of them to say like, this is it. I mean, honestly, just looking at me, writing is my talent.
Right.
So I would think if anything,
that's one of your talents.
Yeah.
I completely am convinced.
Yeah.
You know,
and like I said, I've been doing the YouTube videos for work. We were really trying to grow that platform because we're putting a lot of money into effort and money and like time.
Yeah.
And we're kind of not getting the views that we want.
Well, what kind of stuff are you doing on that?
So right now I do the garden guides.
Mm-hmm.
Videos. So it's I did one recently on different types of hydrangeas or how to prune plants that attract hummingbirds, plants that attract butterflies. Just like very short. We're trying to keep them pretty short.
Yeah.
Just informative, kind of quirky. cute videos.
Build those. Do that on TikTok. Figure out TikTok.
Yeah.
I think YouTube is good. It has its purpose.
Sure.
But it might be a little, I dare I say, passé.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Makes sense. Instagram, TikTok, that area. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe even Snapchat, exploring that. Sure. Those platforms. Yeah. And then keeping it on top of what the kids are looking at. Because, I mean, TikTok is still young. And yes. Their audience is still young, so you're going to attract a lot of people that maybe they're buying their first house. They want to have those tips. But how can you put a creative twist on the landscaping thing to make it quirky?
Sure.
And I know you've got it in you. You'll find a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And we, like I said, we've been talking about setting up a TikTok account for the business. And I think it would be fun just to do, like, everybody does houseplant guides. So right. It's like, what is the one unique thing that's going to make it different? And why would people choose to watch mine over?
Oh, because it's someone? You.
Yeah.
Personality.
Sure.
That's a big reason.
Well, thank you.
You know?
But it's just trying to find that
Can you tell I'm a fan? I mean, tell it right out loud.
I'm going to come dump beer on your podcast right. more often. It's a confidence boost my week needed.
But I mean, even long form podcasts mm-hmm. might be something that they could do. You know, and, mm-hmm. and do a, you know, half an hour a week, whatever, put an episode out, you guys talk about whatever.
Sure.
But I mean, what I always tell people who get into podcasting, look, you know, I started another podcast here, you know, oddly enough about Marvel. I mean, who would have thought looking around the room, why would I do that?
I don't know.
I know.
Do you know
crazy.
Anything about that?
I don't know. Not really.
Yeah.
So two guys here, we would always have these interesting conversations because I'm, you know, kind of a just below surface level fan of all the movies that came out. Mm-hmm. The story is in 2018, my, you know, Courtney came and she's like, oh, let's go see Infinity War. And I'm like, oh, is that, she goes, the Avengers. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. They got another one out. I had no idea. You know,
nice. Yeah.
I was kind of like a at arm's length kind of, oh, mm-hmm. Those are cool movies, you know, never really into it. And then we watched it. We went to the movie theater and I'm going, this is awesome. This is a great movie. Yeah. All of a sudden I'm going, wow, the Guardians are part of this? Well, look at Doctor Strange. They brought him in this thing, huh? Wow. They all come together. Look at that. I remember Thanos being a big part of it mm-hmm. over in the overarching plot.
Yeah.
But and then at the end, they all lose. I'm like, this is awesome. This is Empire Strikes Back all over again. It ends on a down note.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm a fan.
So you walked in, casual fan, walked out.
I was meh.
Yeah,
we'll have fun.
Just whatever.
I'll eat my popcorn, get fatter, and go home.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 3 hours later, I'm going, oh my gosh, we got to rewatch all these movies.
We need to see everything else.
Yeah. I got to fill in the blanks. There's a lot of holes to fill here. Yeah. So that's what I did. And then that, it's like literally going back over. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This happened here. And he said this. Isn't that interesting that he said that? And that means if he said that, then that means this. And all the things that they're doing now is just really creatively mind-blowing. I don't know if you're following the whole Loki and all that stuff.
I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, they're going into like, you know, multiverses now and different mm-hmm. timelines and stuff like that. So they're even going back to previous shows that have aired, like the WandaVision.
Oh yeah, okay.
And if you go back to the last episode, they went back and flip and changed the freaking post-credit scene.
Oh.
After it aired.
Yeah. Okay.
In conjunction with other episodes.
Okay.
So crap is changing in real time. And I don't know. It's just intriguing to me. So,
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm off on a tangent.
It's okay.
We have, these guys here who we have these conversations all the time. I'm like, we should make this a podcast.
Just record it.
Yep.
Yeah. Just put on some headphones.
That's what we're doing.
And record it.
Capes and Hammers. That's what it's called.
I love that.
We're going to put it out and get 5 episodes recorded and put it out.
That's amazing.
And start going from there.
All right.
So, but it's got to be easy.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low headache.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, I feel like everybody's got so much in their lives going on to do anything creatively when, you know, you're an adult with responsibilities and a house and a job and people and, you know, everything. It has to be easy or else you're never going to do it.
Right.
And that's probably in my own head, me thinking like, oh, I can't do that. I have no idea how to edit video. I can't do that. I can't edit. You know, I'm not great at editing audio.
Then make the video hardly editable.
Yeah.
Just sure. make it simple.
Yeah.
The quality of the video doesn't need to be as good as the content, the quality of what you're doing.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I mean, content is key. I've always said, you know, the algorithms for socials are always going to change, but quality content is always going to at least try to rise to the top.
Right.
They are going to recognize that you do have quality content and mm-hmm. you are, you know, trying to provide something of value to your listeners or watchers or whatever. So yeah, I've always said content over quality.
Like, or find somebody to do it for you.
Yeah.
Go on Fiverr and find somebody.
You know, a coworker of mine was actually mentioning that to me the other day.
I just did that.
Yeah. Did it work out well?
To pull the clips out of the podcast is, you know, going back to Radio 101 with talk radio, when we used to do shows, part of the executive producer or the producer's position that, you know, he would take notes on the show, take the phone calls that people were calling in, and then he would actually flag portions of the show to make a promo later that would run throughout the rest of the evening into the next day.
Sure.
Promoting the show, and it was topical. Yeah. So they would change it up on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Same thing for a podcast, you know. With this one, we're going to probably pull two or three clips out of it.
Yeah.
And with all my podcasts that I produce, you know, if you're looking to be a guest on a podcast and I find you interesting enough, you actually get a copy of the file from me.
Nice.
So all rights to you.
That's
you
awesome.
Go knock yourself out. If you want to pull a clip out of it, have at it.
All right. Right?
Just make it simple. So yeah. I actually found a guy at Fiverr who, for, you know, not peanuts, but, you know,
sure. A
reasonable amount.
Yeah.
Makes it easy for me. Okay, here's where to begin. Here's what I start saying. Here's what we wrap up with. Here's where it ends. Make a clip.
Yeah,
and he'll subtitle it and put a headline.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Subtitle's nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does all that for me. It's stuff I used to have to do myself.
Yeah. The minutia. Like,
I'll just pay you.
Yeah. I get it.
So it maybe just life. Finding that person you can rely on.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. For even Travis. I mean, maybe you can give someone a lot of business.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and we do have a video editor that does our YouTube videos for the Garden Center.
Right.
And she would probably be very appreciative of
extra work.
A little side work. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Tap into that resource.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I always like to keep it local. So if I know somebody, like, talk to
them. I have a feeling, like, if I talk to Travis about how he's producing, dude, you don't need to be spending hours on editing a podcast.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's a way, surefire way to kill it.
Sure.
Over time.
Well, and I think he likes it. I think he likes the editing.
Yeah, until you don't.
Yeah, true.
Trust me. Trust me until you don't.
From an editing professional.
Oh, gosh. I like editing when it's a lot of fun.
Right.
You know, there are projects I've edited that are just like, okay.
Just sleepy. Yeah,
let me get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Slog through it.
Yeah. Because, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something I did in the past, and okay.
I get it.
Made some money with it. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, just looking at different things like that, how can people follow you and all that fun stuff now?
So I'm on Instagram, Jamie BNA after the lovely airport.
The airport. At Jamie BNA.
At Jamie BNA. That is me. And I'm just on Facebook as Jamie Justice Yost.
And, Travis too. And we'll give him his podcast on the socials.
It is. It is on Facebook and Instagram as well. At Six Pack Double Feature Podcast.
I want to check that out.
Yeah,
I want to listen to why it's so editable.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's very feature rich.
Yeah. He does. They do play a lot of clips and stuff in there.
Oh, so he's putting that kind of, is he firing that off live as they go along or is he inserting that after the fact?
I think it's a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of both. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then,
that's what a third person is good for.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I'm the announcer.
It sounds like he's he needs a Fred Norris type.
I like that. I'll suggest that for him.
Yeah. Somebody there that just kind of, you know, fires off sound effects and clips from movies and things like that. Yep. Yeah.
It's a sound effects man.
Make it like a radio show. Because, I mean, if he's using this thing, this Rodecaster, you can preload all that stuff and fire it off.
Nice.
Should be able to, at least.
Okay.
So, well, right on. Anything else you want to put out there? Why? How people can reach out?
Not right now, but stay tuned. I, hopefully have some writings to share with the world soon.
Make a book.
I love it.
Yeah, make a book.
Make a book.
So, very cool.
I want to call it a softcore neurotica.
Softcore neurotica.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I feel like I got a quality laugh out of Jim McCarthy.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, I see so much potential. And it's just like, to make you realize it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know you have it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just, I think it's finding like a direction and focusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever. And what's the, well, you got to do the things that work and hopefully that feeds your creative spirit.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
And the other things that you want to do, okay, let's do this. Prioritize the things you have to do the things for work, which feed you.
Right.
Right. In more ways than one. Mm-hmm. And next would be what?
Personally, I mean, I guess it would be just, honestly, this is going to sound silly, but like silly Facebook posts. I love it. It's fun for me. And like,
well, you haven't really been vocal on there, have you?
Not.
You haven't been on my radar.
I go in waves. It's like I kind of got so sucked into like content creation for work that I kind of just forgot. And I'm starting to get back up. Like I started flipping through my phone last night and I actually have a few. So I don't know. It's like the Years of Nashville If kind of like revived me a little bit.
Right.
So I definitely go in waves. I used to try to put something out every day and then it got to be too much. And then I stopped.
What happened over that time when it got too much?
I mean, honestly, work. It was just it was professional stuff getting in the way of personal stuff.
Yeah. Because you don't get political, you don't get divisive. You want to be. You're an entertainer. You bring joy to people's lives and you make people laugh.
Yeah, I'm self-deprecating to a fault. Like I don't know. I'm not here to talk about your political beliefs. I don't care. You be you. But if I can make someone laugh, no matter what party they're voting for, I'm here for it.
Well, the whole cooking thing, the idea you mentioned before about the 1950s cookbooks or the old cookbooks, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
But it takes work to come up with all that stuff.
And it does, but that's stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I love doing that stuff anyway.
Are you doing it anyway?
A little bit, yeah.
Then why not just put the stuff out there? It doesn't have to be on a consistent basis. Just put stuff up.
True. You know? Well, and I've got a friend probably coming over the next week or so. I am going to teach... she and her boyfriend how to can produce.
Right.
And I probably might try to film that. Just, you know. So anyway.
Do you feel like you're being yourself when you're explaining things like that?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Right.
Like my cooking demonstrations, I was always like very professional, Jamie. Yeah. But like our Jack videos, I was always very like, goofball, Jamie.
Right.
So I guess probably finding a middle ground between those two.
I think you just let her loose.
Yeah.
Let your freak flag fly.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mine's really big.
I know it is.
Really big freak flag.
It's like the big flag over Camping World downtown Nashville, nice. That size.
With the big inflatable ankle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, I don't know, 300 feet long or something like that. Yeah. It's like a sail.
I have so many questions about that flag. Like, Travis has heard. Like, how much does it weigh? How do they get it up? Do they ever clean it? Like...
Well, they got to take it down every night.
Well, I have a lot of questions about it.
I think they take it down every night. They should.
That's got to be a process.
Oh, yeah.
Like putting that thing down and putting it back up in the morning?
Oh, yeah. That's a big container.
Yeah.
A couple hundred pounds of cloth.
Roll it over with a forklift.
It might. It's probably going to be at least 300-400 pounds.
I mean,
It's massive. If you guys aren't familiar with Nashville, pretty much every Camping World has this. That's just a massive American flag flying over the store on probably what is a, I don't know, 80-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive.
Easily.
Yeah. It's huge. Huge.
Huge.
So, okay. I mean, yeah.
Sorry.
What is it about that flag?
I don't know. But literally every time I drive by, I'm thinking, I have a different question. Like, I have so many questions about it.
Right.
Like, I almost want to work at Camping World for a week or two just to get, like, the inside intel on that giant flag.
You know? Ooh. Reach out to them.
Yeah.
On behalf of your nursery. Is it a nursery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do a video about flagpoles.
I don't hate it.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you guys, I would imagine you can probably do that. You guys sell flags and things and kits and stuff like that, right?
We don't necessarily sell flags or anything, but like, I would imagine a flagpole that massive would need some landscaping around it so it doesn't look, you know.
Integrated. So tie it in. Make a part of it of like, you know, how does Camping World in Nashville, what's the process of taking it down, packing it away, and then getting it back up in the morning?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I'd watch that.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll do that.
And be like, hey, you know, a little, you know, and then maybe tie it to another video that you have with maybe top five things to do landscaping wise around a flagpole.
Sure. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim McCarthy.
We try to solve some problem here. Like like JD says in the beginning, maybe. Sometimes we just talk in circles and we'll sit, stare at each other awkwardly.
Well, at least you're trying.
You know? It's a stream of consciousness type of podcast. It's a free flowing conversation. You never know where it'll go.
Well,
that's why I probably have no listeners.
Yeah, but, you know. And sometimes you wind up talking about giant flags that you see on Briley Parkway.
Yeah, glad we talked about it. But I'm serious.
Maybe I'll start one that just says "I have questions."
you know, reach out, be like, hey, I do this. I want to do a video on how you guys raise that thing and bring it down.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to, you know, it's not a gotcha video. I'm curious.
I just genuinely have questions.
Yeah.
Well, like, and I've also always wondered about the giant American flag that they like roll out over football fields.
Isn't this not supposed to touch the ground?
I don't know. But do they practice beforehand? Where do they store the flags? Do they rent them? Do you rent those big flags? Because, like, you can't just, I mean, that's got to take up a lot of space.
Well, somebody's got to own it.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Where are they stored?
In its own room.
Yeah. Is there a flag room? Is it temperature controlled?
Because you fold it up, it's like the size of a van.
Yeah. Right? You just have, like, a McMansion. It's a tall, skinny, just dedicated to flag storage.
To the flag. You got to put it into a storage container that they have on the boats coming across from China. Right?
Yeah.
At least a 20-footer.
Yeah. If it gets dirty, what do you wash it with?
Dude, I think that's a great... If you were to do that, you should really... Yeah, I implore you. Do that video.
Okay.
And then tie it into...
Questions.
Why not? Why not do a video on the funny things you have questions about?
I mean, I don't hate it.
Right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of questions.
I do.
Right.
Oh, man. You should see some of my friends when I say I have questions. They just sigh because they know I'm about to like deep dive into some things because it's like I'm genuinely curious. How
right.
do these things happen?
That's a podcast right there. Yeah. I have questions, right? Jamie Yost.
Yeah, I have questions.
Plus, you got a badass last name.
Thank you.
Well, wait, it's Yost, and then your maiden is Justice.
Well, my maiden name is Justice, and then I got married, I couldn't give up Jamie Justice.
Hell no.
So I made that my official middle name, so it's Jamie Justice
Yost. Jamie Justice Yost.
Yeah.
Complete badass all the way through.
Thank you. The first radio station I worked at, my internship, they mm-hmm. thought it was a fake resume.
Right.
When they were like, there's no way.
And you know, then, I thought I had Danielle Breezy on.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
I didn't listen to that one.
She's good. She's funny.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation.
Nice.
I got a lot out of her, and it turns out I thought her last name was real. It's not. It's a pseudonym.
Oh.
And she admitted it on the air. On the air, quote.
Quote.
Yeah, like I'm broadcasting here. But right on. Check her out. Any website at all?
Not yet, no.
You need a link tree.
I don't know what that is.
Just, it puts all your different social links on one page.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you can get... Do you have jamiejusticeyost.com? Please say you do.
I don't.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Apparently, I have more than one problem.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's a power cord, I think.
Oh, no. Everything's still working?
We're solving some problems here for you.
Apparently, I've got a few.
Yeah. jamiejusticeyost.com.
I'll go register that domain.
I would. I'm going to do it before you do it.
Okay.
I'll sell it to you.
Nice.
And some.
I'll call you.
Thanks a lot. You are an asshole, Jim. Everybody at the station was right about you. That's why they didn't return your calls. Point it towards your link tree or some sort of a page with all your links on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do your top three. Prioritize what you want to do and let's do that.
Okay.
You know?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have questions might be the top now.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because if you have a lot of questions, do videos on them.
Oh, man, I talked to one guy for like 2 hours about fishing tournaments. Do you know the intricacies of fishing tournaments?
No, what are they?
Like, people like really cheat at fishing. People will take fish and put them in bags and weight them down in the pond or the lake or whatever, and then go back the next day because you can only submit so many fish. Mm-hmm. So they'll go back and, like, it's a whole, like, underground fishing cheating spring. Like,
really?
It's pretty scandalous. Yeah.
And that's something you found out just by asking what question, though?
It was a guy I used to work with, and I knew he had fishing competitions, and we were working late one night, and we were just kind of sitting around waiting for a show to end so we can go home, and he said something about fishing. I was like, how do you get into that? What are the parameters? Like, how do you, like, I've never been to a fishing competition before. If someone said, you go enter this competition, I would have no idea what to do.
Right.
It's like, what are the intricacies of fishing comps? And apparently, a lot of people cheat.
So he went into immediately telling you how people cheat.
It kind of devolved into that. I was just like, you know, I said, you know, I had no idea that you had a weight limit. I said, do you size, weight, how do you do it? And he said, you do this. You can only submit so many fish per day. That's where the cheating came in. He said, but some dishonest fishermen will go back and, you know,
kind of
leave their fish in a water when they know where it is, so the fish is alive, and then take it in the next day.
Oh, wow. So they pre-fish.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like a two-hour conversation about fishing tournaments because I had no idea how they worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea either
that
went on.
It's like all these little niche things that are just like no one really thinks about. But
here's the other thing with that kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you can take questions from people who have questions and then do videos on their
questions.
Yeah. Once you have the platform going.
Once you've got it going.
Yeah.
hey, we're going to talk about this. What questions do you have?
And that's perfect for TikTok.
Oh, that's true.
Especially because you can put 1 minute videos up there, up to 1 minute videos, I want to say. I think it's 1 minute. I think it's over 1 minute now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
There were
1 minute videos. Left. Yeah, because I would put three, like 2.5 minute clips up, but I had to break them up into parts.
Sure.
But now you can actually go on, I want to say, up to maybe 3 minutes.
Okay.
So
I did not know that. 60 seconds is what I had in my head. So that's, yeah. Okay.
Start learning TikTok with the nursery, that kind of an idea. And maybe the I have questions. You start off with the flagpole.
I don't hate it.
I love it.
I love the fact that we came in and we started talking about fishing tournaments and giant flags.
You know, I mean, that's whatever gets the juices flowing.
I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, looking at, so that's your homework.
Okay. Ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah, ask a bunch of questions.
And put
you've got good questions. Right?
Yeah.
Turn your blog into a book. All that stuff.
I can do that. That I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soft corner erotica. Put you on the hitting newsstands.
The angry curl was funny.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a couple. I would start a blog and then I would come up with a different name. And so I would just swap over to an entirely new blog.
I remember you did that. I'm going, what are you doing?
Well, in that one, my one did get hacked, so I had no access to it anymore.
But you can still call it the angry curl.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what you're known as.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
Thank you.
Keep running with it. Come down here whenever you need a boost of self-confidence.
Okay, I will. I'm just going to knock on your door.
Excellent. We're here anytime, just about. Well, check us out. What's Your Problem podcast. Check out Jamie Justice Yost and Travis's podcast, the six-pack double feature. Does that have a website as well?
No website, just Twitter, Instagram, and it is available anywhere you get your podcasts.
There you go. You can find him right there. He needs a podcast as well as a, you know, website.
Sure.
This way everybody can just go there.
Yeah.
Like going to whatsyourproblempodcast.com and picking your poison, figuring it out from there. Thank you again so much.
Thanks
Always great
me,
to see you. It's
it
been too long, and we'll have to keep more in touch.
Okay, I agree.